Good 30 minutes of more music you're gonna love on the way.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 30, Johannesburg 27, and Mbombela 28. All eyes will be on the Tshwane Metro tomorrow, where a new mayor is expected to be announced after the removal of Celia Brink at the end of September. The ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says they're engaging all parties in the city of Tshwane to form a coalition government that puts service delivery first.
The approach of the DA that we should either bring back Brink or nothing is not acceptable to the National Working Committee. The ANC is engaging all parties that are keen to work with us to set up an inclusive, viable and effective coalition government.
Still in Gauteng, Premier Panyaza Lesufi has visited the families of five children who died from suspected food poisoning in Naledi, Soweto. The children reportedly ate snacks bought from a local spaza shop. Now, as frustrations mount over finding a solution to this prevalent problem, Lesufi warned against being short-sighted.
We must have permanent solutions, and to have permanent solutions we must come and meet with the community, because I don't want to think on behalf of the community. The community must express their views without fear or favour on what they need to happen.
To the Western Cape, the Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, Gwede Mantashe, says the enactment of the Upstream Petroleum Resources Development Bill could grow the economy by up to 8%. He addressed the Africa Oil Week Summit in Cape Town earlier this morning and said the biggest challenge is that the petroleum industry is not its own sector.
We'll break the mold of being a low economic growth economy. We can grow between 5 and 8% per annum in the GDP because this sector, oil and gas, are quite critical for development.
Meanwhile, the climate activist group Green Connection says they hope this year's Africa Oil Week is the last one ever. Here's the strategic lead, Liz McDade.
The Africa Oil Week conference is once again an event focused on a fossil fuel future and particularly trying to push gas as a transition fuel.
Then to KZN, where two suspects have been killed following a shootout with police in KwaZulu-Natal. They were wanted in connection with the murders of seven family members, including three children, in High Flats last month. A woman who was in the company of the suspects in the car was also killed in the shootout. Police spokesperson Robert Nechwinda says two firearms were recovered from the crime scene. And finally, some good news. The Gauteng Health and Wellness Department says 60 new mobile clinics equipped with state-of-the-art medical equipment are ready to service those in need of care. MEC Nomantu Nkomo Raleoko received the 16 Volkswagen Crafter Health Clinics today. These units were previously used to promote the COVID-19 vaccination drive.
We've got five districts: Joburg, Ekurhuleni, West Rand, and Sidibeng. West Rand and Sidibeng in the main, there's a lot of rural communities. And then if you go to Ekurhuleni, you've got your townships and your hostels, and then you've got a lot of informal settlements.
Spokesperson Motala Tale Modiba saying that services provided include screenings for TB, sexually transmitted infections and diabetes, as well as HIV testing. I'm Marlene Fischer, Wifnies die Eer, alle oe op Tshwane, waar die stadsraad na verwachting morgen een burgemeester gaan kies.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
We're going to kick off this 30 minutes with Harry Styles. It's Late Night Talking. You're listening to Love Songs. My name is Danny Painter. This is Jacaranda FM.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe, break your can.